Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur Podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Monday, the 21st of November 2016. I am Steve, on my lonesome again. Colin not wanting to do the show, but not to worry. I can argue with myself, as I said on the last show. So let's get straight into the questions. This one comes from James Hunter, who asks, when Toby is back, who plays in midfield, Dier, Wanyama, or both? Well, for me, obviously Toby Alderweireld is our best central defender, so he plays alongside Jan, Danny Rose, and Kyle Walker in the left and right back positions. And then I'd go with Wanyama just in front in that Makalele position, protecting the back four. And then I'd push Dier and Dembele just in front, sort of. So you've got Wanyama as the protector, so that's your back five, and then you've got Dembele and Dier. That gives Dembele license to move on, to get further up forward, and also Dier as well, because I think that if you know Dier is such a good football player, as well as being strong and powerful. You know, you saw against West Ham that, you know, when he gets himself into the box, he can be a right nuisance, and he had that header, nearly scored. And I personally think that someone like that pushing on, you know, being a nuisance, you know, pushing people over and being strong, and you know, I don't think the defenders would quite cope with someone like that up there, as well as, you know, Harry Kane, you know, pulling the defenders all over the place. So I'd like personally to see Dier and Dembele pushing on while Wanyama covers. And then you've got Dele Alli, Sonny, and Kane as your front three. I think that's pretty good. You've got width with the fullbacks. You've got loads of protection with, you know, those big strong players. And, you know, to be honest, a couple of players there that I've left out, Eriksen, Lamela, amongst others, who have been a bit iffy, you know, this season. Certainly have got their boo boys. And they possibly need a bit of drop in and, you know, to have a little rethink, you know, on what they want to do, because particularly with Poch's system, the way he plays, you know, it calls on strength and it calls on people getting stuck in. You know, and we know that Lamela can get stuck in, and you know, at the moment it's hard to assess where he's up to because obviously he's been injured. But I'd say that that's our strongest side. Now, will he ever play that sort of side? I'm not too sure, because I don't think he will sort of play Dembele, Wanyama and Dier necessarily in the same side. But I'd like to see it, and I'd like to see Dier, you know, push on even further. let's go to the next question, which is from James Hunter again. He says, does Tom Carroll have a future at Spurs? You know, it's difficult. I'd probably say no at the moment. You know, nice, tidy little football player, talked about him quite a lot. And you know, you look at Harry Winks, who, you know, he looked like a schoolboy personally when he played against West Ham. You know, it really did look totally different to all the other players on the pitch. But he played quite well, and he was neat and tidy. And, you know, he obviously got his goal. And I'd say that, you know, Tom Carroll is in the same sort of vein. He's you know, he looks very, very young, even though he's, you know, getting to his 20s now. And he just doesn't look, again, like a Poch sort of player, you know, strong and get stuck in. So, you know, I think that Tom Carroll, you know, really at the moment, I'd say no. And, you know, if either cash in or, you know, do we want to keep putting these guys out on loan? I mean, I think he's had a couple. So, no, I'd say for him, maybe time to move on in January. You know, I think we've got enough cover in there. We've got a question here from Raza Rainbow, who says, does Poch freeze when it comes to early substitutions of badly performing players? I certainly think that, you know, his substitutions are questionable. Very rarely do I, you know, everybody sort of halfway through a second half, you sort of think, right, time to change it. And there's a bit of debate going on in the crowd. And, you know, you sort of have your own thoughts. And very rarely, actually, watching Pochettino, do you sort of go, yeah, I would have done that. Or, you know, I'm thinking this and it actually happens. You know, quite often, I think he brings off the wrong players. You know, I wasn't sure about all that bringing off Dembele. You know, what was all that all about against West Ham? Although, of course, we went on and won the game, which was, you know, a stroke of genius, if you like. And it was quite funny because on the radio, the guy, the West Ham fan, phoned in and said, you know, isn't it ridiculous that you bring off your best player? When you're doing so well, you bring off your best player, which was Payet, and then, of course, you go and lose the game. But that's what we did, didn't we? We brought off our best player, and we went on and won the game. So, funny, isn't it, the old football there? But, so I don't think he's brilliant with substitutions, personally. You know, something hopefully he'll look at. Another question we've got here from Danny Griffiths. Who covers Rose against Chelsea? He's suspended and Davis is injured. Three at the back with a different left-sided wing-back. I think you've got to say Vertonghen comes in to left side. Again, another player who, although he's a central defender, can get forward. Was brilliant against Man United a couple of seasons ago when he got a goal after 2 minutes. And he can get forward. And, you know, as much as he gets the hump about playing left side, you know, he does it for Belgium and you've just got to ask him to come in and do a job. And if he doesn't like it, well, you know, go and sit on the bench because you've got to muck in this team. And if we're out of two left-backs, that's where he's got to play. Bring in Wimmer, who apart from the own goal against Arsenal, was very good. And, you know, I think he deserves to come in again and have another go. And Carter Vickers is somebody that, you know, is big and strong. I have no problem with him coming in as well. So, you know, but it's looking that, you know, Jan's got to go to on that left side. And, you know, if it means them playing three in the middle, you know, Carter Vickers, Alderweireld and Wimmer, you know, if Toby's fit, hopefully, then, he plays as a wing-back. Not a problem. You know, good player getting up and down that left wing. Sonny Kay ask what formation and tactics do we use to beat Chelsea considering both wing-backs may not play? Well, you know, if Walker doesn't play, then Trippier's... I haven't got a problem with Trippier playing at all. I think he'll probably go with, you know, if possible, he'll go with what we did against Arsenal. Just to... you know, because we did so well. But, you know, you want that element of surprise as well, don't you? So we don't really want them looking at that. You know, Conte seems a bit of an analytical manager. You know, maybe surprise them by going really attacking, you know, and giving it a good old go. That's certainly what I wouldn't mind seeing, although I wouldn't mind shutting up shop and parking the bus as well. So, you know, difficult. His other question is, what's your favourite part of the podcast? That's kept you making them for so long. You know, obviously it's just getting your own opinions across, and it's a lot more difficult when it's just me on my own because I haven't got someone to, you know, banter back off to or give myself a couple of minutes just to have a think. But, you know, I just love talking about Spurs. That's all, you know, and if you don't like listening to this, not a problem. You know, there's plenty of other podcasts you can listen to, but if you just want to listen to someone talking about Spurs for half hour, then be my guest. Andy Rockall, why do we start so slowly? No impetus, no direction, unless you count passing backwards. It is a problem, without a doubt. I think that when we play against a lower team, you know, and I'm not being, you know, silly about West Ham, they are a yo-yo club. They come up and down, you know, loads of times in the last 20, 25 years. You know, they try and sort of equate themselves with us in the way that we equate ourselves with Arsenal. And, you know, it's a complete fallacy because we've been competing with Arsenal for the last 10 years at least. For that fourth place, for, you know, for trophies or whatever, and we've drawn most of the games, haven't we, apart from a couple where we've won and a couple where they've won. So we're very, very, very close to Arsenal, always sort of around about that fifth, sixth, fourth even third place. And that's why we sort of equate up ourselves with Arsenal and the fact that it's our nearest and dearest rival club. West Ham is down the road. You know, West Ham have got their own rivals, haven't they? You know, Millwall or Charlton or whatever, or you know, whoever, Leyton Orient. You know, that's their local club in terms of, you know, who they, you know, should be rivals with. And also in terms of, you know, who their competitors are in terms of their position in the league. You know, they're that mid-table club, aren't they? Or fighting relegation, certainly are this year. And it's no surprise for West Ham. It's not as if they haven't been there before. You know, they sort of go down and come up every 3 or 4 years, don't they? So it's a complete ridiculous to say that you know we're on similar pegging with regards to Arsenal's view of us and our view of West Ham. They're nowhere near us in terms of, you know, what achievements, and even honours won, and where we are as a club at the moment. The only thing that is that they could say is that the size of the ground, because obviously for the last whatever it is, years and years, we've had the similar size ground. And I would argue also that West Ham have got a huge support because they've got that whole Essex area. Where I live, and you know, they've got a very, you know, they're very loyal fan base. And West Ham is a club that, you know, and I'm going to big them up a little bit here, they do like their football and they talk about football in a good way, and they watch everything, knowing lots of West Ham fans. We are similar in that respect, because obviously I think Spurs do that as well. Spurs fans sort of watch all the games, you know, whereas sort of, you know, you spoke to an Arsenal fan and they don't watch anything apart from Arsenal, don't even know, you know, who's where or what else is going on at other clubs. But going back to the question, why do we start so slowly? What I was going to say was, with a club like West Ham, we do start slowly because I just think, you know, what the instructions, keep the ball, wait for them to make a mistake, something like that, I don't know. Whereas against Man City, obviously we go steaming in and, get all the tackles in and try and push forward. I'd just like us to do that a little bit more against these lower clubs. But, you know, nothing wrong with keeping the ball. I mean, there's certain times in that game where sort of Kyle Walker was running forward and he'd get the ball and he'd be approaching the penalty box and he'd turn around and pass it backwards. And he'd done that so many times. Danny Rose does it as well. So, you know, if you're going to get forward, which they do brilliantly, they've got to then play that ball forward rather than passing it all the way back again. It's crazy. We've got Lee Tiltman, who says, Janssen is still settling in, but how long can we persist with playing him if he doesn't contribute goals? Son gives us more. Well, I definitely agree with that because, like I said, over the summer, I'm impressed with Son. He came in, did really well, then got injured, lost his way a little bit. But he's a dangerous player. And although Sonny didn't play very well when he came on against West Ham, he was terrible for about, what he played, 20 minutes? For the first 15, he kept giving the ball away. The crowd were really getting on his back, which I was getting very annoyed about because when he was giving the ball away, I was sort of shouting, don't worry about it, you know, keep getting the ball and go for it. Whereas a lot of the other fans around us was sort of shouting to take him off again. I mean, it does your head in when that sort of happens. You know, 15 minutes to go in a vital match and you've got Spurs fans booing and shouting, having a right go at this player who, let's face it, has been really, really good for us this season. So that's a bit annoying. But then, obviously, he made the goal, the first one, and he made the second as well. So, brilliant for Sonny. In terms of Janssen, I'm not going to be too critical, actually, because he puts himself about. He's very similar to Soldado in the fact that his stature and, I suppose, in the way that he plays, in the way that he gets the ball and lays it off, although he does need to work on his touch a little bit more. But Soldado, what happened with him, of course, was after about 10, 15 games, he lost interest completely. And he was terrible for the remaining time he was at Spurs, in my opinion. Whereas Janssen, you know, he's got to keep going. He can't lose that belief. And he's got to believe that he's going to score. And he had a great shot, which the goalkeeper saved, which led to Harry Winks's goal. So I think that, he's got to get on the score sheet from open play, you know, sometime soon, you know, sooner rather than later. And I know it's a massive cliche, but I think that when he does start scoring, he will knock a few in. You know, I'm happy for him to play with Kane. And what I was happy with against West Ham was that the two of them played further upfield. It wasn't like Kane hanging back into midfield. It was both of them playing up front. And I think, you know, if we do play the two of them, that's the way it's got to be, because I definitely don't want Kane dropping back. And of course, there was a moment which most people didn't see on the match of the day, which was where Jansen made about five tackles all in the space of 30 seconds. He was just running around everywhere. You know, that was obviously something that was brilliant. Although the fella next to me said, you know, why don't we play him at centre-back then if he's such a good tackler? And, you know, it's just a shame that he hasn't got himself on the score sheet from open play yet. But I'm going to say that, you know, he's someone that he's getting used to the club and the style of football, and I think he'll be all right. I really do. Okay, we've got KG William, who says, Poch won't sit around if he isn't backed by Levy. Can't keep bringing in players who may have potential, need class. Yeah, I mean, it's true, but it's easier said than done. But you're completely correct about Poch won't sit around. You know, if I've said it before and it pains me to say it, but if Real Madrid come in, he's gone. You know, people don't turn down Real Madrid. It's just a fact. People don't turn down Barcelona. When you're offered those jobs, you know, you go there. In saying that, I don't think he'll go to many other places. For example, Man United, if they continue the way they're going, which is, you know, not anywhere really, Mourinho will be out, and you know they'll ask Poch. Well, I haven't got a shadow of a doubt about that, but I don't think he'll go. Actually, I think he'll say no to Man United. I don't think he'll go anywhere else in England, actually, unless he's offered an absolute fortune, which he probably will be. But yeah, I think he'll stay at Spurs. Unless one of those other massive clubs in Europe come in for him. Players now, if we're looking to challenge for the title. Clark, this is going back to KG William. He said, need class players now if we're looking to challenge for the title. And for that, you need to pay big money. Yeah, true. Listen, you know, it's an interesting question. But, you know, picking these players out is hard because, you know, one minute they play well, next minute they don't. I'm watching this West Brom game tonight, that Rondon has scored a goal. And you think to yourself, well, you know, he looks a big handful. He could be, you know, good for us. But then you see him in another game and he's absolutely dreadful. So, you know, I just don't know. You know, this whole Berahino thing. I said last year I didn't want him, even when it was like red hot and Colin was saying, no, you know, he's a good player and all this. And I said, I don't think he is. I think he's overweight. I think he, you know, he's obviously, you know, knocks in a couple of goals, but I can see him coming to Spurs and strolling around. So it's difficult. You know, I don't know. I really don't know. One more, Eriksen's role at the club should be cash in on him as he's going backwards. Do you know what? With Eriksen, it's like, how long do you give these guys? You know, me and Cole always used to say, give them 10 games. You know, and we're not talking about, you know, when they first come to the club. When they first come to the club, 6 months, without a doubt. 6 months and lots of football to see what they're like. You know, if in the first year they haven't played much, you know, I think Lamella played three games or something, and everyone was sort of getting on his back, including us probably, but he only played three games. So you really couldn't judge. With regards to Eriksen, obviously, he's been here, what, four years now, 3 or 4 years? And quite frankly, he's gone backwards. Massive deal, massive offer comes in. What are we talking? 30 million, 40 million? From a team like Juventus, I'm not sure. What you got to think, you know, if it's a team like Man United, for example, or a Chelsea or a Liverpool, would you turn? You know, would you say, right, I tell you what, you know, for 40 million, you have Eriksen, and then he's lining up against you, you know, in 3 or 4 weeks' time. Are you thinking, oh no, you know, you're up against Eriksen here? Or are you thinking, okay, you know, all you have to do is, you know, you won't get stuck in, and he, you know, he's haven't scored a free kick for ages, And, you know, he doesn't create that much these days. And especially if he's taking a corner, you know, please take loads of corners if you're playing for the opposition, because he's probably the worst corner taker I've ever seen at Tottenham. Absolutely dreadful. Every single one, you know, is rubbish. He's got to do better with that. So, you know what? I'm going to stick my neck out with Eriksen, and I'm going to say, if an offer comes in for him, I would sell him. But it's got to be, you know, high. It's got to be more than 30 million, something like that. I think I would cash in and then, you know, spend that money, though, obviously, on someone decent, who I can't think at the moment. But, I think I would. Anthony Silva, should we bin Vin, which is obviously Janssen? Said no, and N. Eriksen, I've said yes. Bring in Isco and Sturridge. Sturridge, I'd say no, because I think at the moment he's kind of a Liverpool reject. I don't think, you know, he's wanted there, and I don't think we should be buying Liverpool rejects. I think we should be buying, you know, top players. You know, if we're still in the Champions League, I think that's what we've got to be saying. You know, you want to come and play Champions League, you know, this is the team to be at the moment anyway. That all might be changed by the time you listen to this. So I'm not sure, you know, if you get Sturridge and you bring him in for not very much money at all, you know, I'm talking 10 million, no more than 10 million. Yes, possibly. But a massive medical. So, you know, and if there's any problems, no, because at the moment, there's no point buying someone with a dodgy, you know, who's a bit dodgy. We've done that in the past. We did that. We've done that with so many players. We know they're a bit dodgy with their injuries, but we've taken a chance and it doesn't pay off. It just doesn't. So you might as well go for someone who's not as good, but he's going to be fit for you, because there's no point having a brilliant player who's constantly sitting on the bench. Isco, I just don't think he would come to Tottenham personally. I think, you know, they're at Real Madrid. It's just such a huge club. They are massive money, and I don't think they mind sitting on the bench, you know, and coming on every so often. I don't think they've got that sort of, you know, desire to leave a club like Barcelona or Real Madrid to play more football. And plus, would he come and play? You know, I've just mentioned our first 11. Would he take Dele Alli's place, for example? You know, I certainly think he'd take Eriksen's place, but I don't think he'd get in our starting 11 if we played everyone, you know, who was fit. So, you know, I don't know, but I just don't think. I think Isco is somebody that, you know, is someone who's going to be banded around, and he'll go, you know, it'll be pillar to post, you know, it'll be on that deadline day, and he'll probably end up going to somewhere like Bayern Munich or somewhere, you know, a bigger club, to be honest with you. Spurs memory man here. West Ham got to sing their little song, It's Happening Again, even though it didn't. What's your most annoying song about us? I mean, I must say the West Ham song about Tottenham's not very nice, I want to go home, slightly changed the lyrics there, is a bit weird, because, like, don't they live in Dagenham? Which, you know, isn't exactly the nicest place in the world. So that's a bit of a funny one. And then the other one they sing, or a lot of fans sung last year or the year before, was You Burnt Your Own Town, You Burnt Your Own Town. And, of course, you know, out of the 35,000 Spurs fans in that stadium, I would say probably 0.1% actually live in Tottenham. So another strange song to sing to the Spurs fans in that stadium, because, I don't live there. So, I don't know. Other annoying songs? I guess that silly old Arsenal one, which goes, what do you think of Tottenham? You know, that's weird, especially when people like Carl Jenkinson, you know, get the Arsenal fans to cheer it. It's an annoying song because, or an annoying chant, I should say, because the fact that they think that they're so so much better than the majority of fans. You know, they've got this halo around their head, and they think that, you know, you listen to them now, and that guy Pirate or something was interviewed after the Arsenal game, and he kept banging on about all Tottenham did was kick us. And you just think to yourself, do you remember when you used to do that? You know, that was when you were good, Arsenal, when you used to kick people. And unfortunately, you've lost that. You've got this little halo above you now, and you just think you're better than everybody else in terms of your morals. Well, I'd lose them if I was you and go back to how you used to be. You might start winning the league again. But look, you know, interesting questions there. Thanks for those. Just a little one about you know, the game against West Ham. You know, one of the things that I've tried to argue the last few weeks about the whole Wembley thing is that, you know, if we score a goal at Wembley, which means something, I think the place will start jumping. I really do. The trouble is, we play two games there and the previous four or five in semi-finals and cup finals, and we haven't even had a goal to celebrate. You know, we've been 2-0 down when we've scored. So, you know, it's a case of, if we go 1-0 up, I just think the whole crowd will be lifted, and, you know, I for one will be cheering. Unfortunately, the last couple of games there, we haven't had anything to cheer about. You know, when Toby Alderweireld scored, we were 2-0 down. So really, you're sort of going, well, we're still losing in this game, so you can't exactly go mad, can you? You know, and on the other side of the coin, yeah, of course you have to cheer and sing to try and get your team back. But don't tell me that we do that at White Hart Lane, because we certainly didn't do that against West Ham. You know, the crowd were absolutely awful. You know, and I'm one of them. You know, and why? Because you're disappointed because we're playing poorly. You know, Tottenham Hotspur are not a club that sing to, you know, encourage our players. I'm sorry, but we're not. You know, even sometimes we boo players when they come in onto the pitch because we don't like them very much, or they used to play for Arsenal, or, you know, there's some reason that, you know, Townsend used to get booed quite a lot when he'd have a shot. It's like, you know, it's crazy. So no, sorry, the West Ham game sort of showed that it was nothing to do with playing at Wembley, and it's not the atmosphere at Wembley that's the problem. It's the fact that as Spurs fans, we demand a lot. And Adrian Durham said, as Spurs fans, we don't demand enough. What a load of rubbish. The fact is that we demand a lot from our players, and we demand 100% effort. Because we see other teams give 100% effort. You know, Chelsea side at the weekend, they go and win 1-0 in a pretty poor game, but they just, the effort was there, and it was like to go top of the league, and it was a scrappy old game, but they just closed it out. I mean, why can't Spurs do that? Go 1-0 up and then just close the game up. Be boring. You know, put maximum effort in like we did against Man City. So that's what we want. That's what we, you know, we want that effort. We want those tackles going sliding in. And we didn't get it at Wembley. We also didn't really get it against West Ham, so the crowd were low. And what I want to, what I would say is, you know, wherever we play, when we go 1-0 up, we are fantastic. And, you know, if we can get that goal, you know, if we can get a performance against Monaco, and we're in with a shout against Moscow, then I just think if we go 1-0 up, it will be buzzing. It will be absolutely fantastic. Even if we're drawing, you know, with 20 minutes to go or whatever, you know, the old come on you Spurs around that stadium will sound fantastic. However, if we're already out of the Champions League and we're trying to play for Europa, you know, I will still go, of course, because I'm a, you know, proper Spurs fan. And I go to, you know, as many games as I possibly can. You know, it's funny, you know, listening to other people sort of saying, you know, I won't go to watch Tottenham at Wembley, you know, and sort of as if to say I'm such a huge Tottenham fan that I won't go and see Tottenham. Well, that is such a head scratcher for me. I do not get that whatsoever. You know, if you're such a huge Tottenham fan, you go and watch Tottenham, don't you? Wherever they're playing, whatever they're doing. I think I went, you know, 20 years ago, I went down to Brighton in the Intertoto Cup. Why? Because I love watching Tottenham. And it was ridiculous going to Brighton, and it was the Intertoto, you know, nothingy cup. And I had to watch Alan Pardew play for Tottenham, who I think was the captain at the time. But, you know, I went because I love Tottenham. And, you know, I always think to myself, well, what are you going to do instead? So you're not going to go. You know, all right, you're going to go down the pub and watch it. Well, it's better to be in the stadium, isn't it? With all 90,000 Spurs fans all around you. And, you know, and this myth about, you know, it's all tourists and stuff. Oh, sorry, but when I was at Wembley the other day, surrounded by thick London accents, shouting out, you know, stuff about Tottenham. So I don't know where this tourist thing, you know, listening to other podcasts sort of say, oh, well, there's loads of tourists to the left, loads of tourists here. I didn't see any. I see more tourists when I go to White Hart Lane, to be quite honest with you, and more empty seats as well. So, you know, it's not one that I agree with personally. But, yeah, if you've got different experiences, no problem. But this is just my experiences and, you know, this is just what I think and my opinion. So if you don't agree with it, not a problem. Let me know or don't let me know. I'm, you know, not bothered either way, really. We'll have a talk about it and, you know, we'll see how we get on. But just the way I look at it, 90,000 fans at Wembley should be fantastic. The only thing that didn't make it fantastic was the fact that we hadn't scored a goal or we were losing, you know, or playing absolutely dreadfully. And the reasons for that, oh, who knows? Who knows? But, you know, looking forward to, you know, hopefully a decent result tomorrow against Monaco. If we can get that, then I think, you know, can you imagine, you know, if we need to win against Moscow to get through in the Champions League, you know, that would be a fantastic atmosphere, in my opinion, as long as we don't go 2-0 down. And we've got a chance, you know, if we can play well. Obviously, if we go out against Monaco, then, you know, it's a different story. But hey, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Right, good. You know, half an hour listening to someone talk about Spurs. If you don't like it, it's up to you. But, you know, that's just my thoughts. And I'll carry on doing these. You know, it's only a bit of fun. And, you know, don't forget, you can listen with your kids because I don't swear, which is a challenge in itself. And keep listening to all the other podcasts as well. You know, Fighting Cock is brilliant. Always listen to that. Although, you know, our opinion's different, you know, but I can see where they're coming from with their opinions. You know, the younger guys, they want the more, you know, that going with your mates type thing, whereas I go with my boy. So, you know, different ways to go than watch a football match, I suppose. But at the end of the day, you know, the passion for Tottenham is what shines through with those guys. And the passion from Jason at the eSpurs podcast as well is very good, and all the others, excellent. So keep listening to them all, and I'll see you next time. Cheers, come on you Spurs.